This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I think, is that Pow Fu and Baba Doobie?
I don't know, but I was just thinking that.
Yeah, you said it right the first time.
Baba Doobie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a that is adorable. That's a cute little song. Hey, everybody, it's Thursday already. I honestly, the time is just racing by. It's week 9, day 4. Like, yeah. Really? It's unbelievable. I just can't believe it's Thursday already. Not that there's anything to look forward to this weekend. It's going to be a lot of the same stuff you've been doing. The whole not leaving.
Right.
Unless you're leaving. You know, maybe you're that person.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Yes, I would recommend anybody who wants to try and do that Jackbox TV thing. Oh. That's one great way to have a nice little time with your friends over the camera on your computer. We had a blast.
Last weekend. I'm writing that to John right now because we have got to. I mean, I'm not going to be able to figure that out, but I know he can. And that is, I love those games, Vinny.
Yeah,
and
they're fun.
I'm with you. I think that that's a. All right, hold on, Jack.
We had. I think it was last Saturday night. We had a little check in with the McCutcheons, one of our favorite families, and then we played the game and we did a round and sort of all looked at each other at like I don't know. It was probably 10:30 and went, let's do that again. We did another round.
When you, is it just on your phone? Like you don't see the other people? You just see the answers and the.
No, it's on your laptop.
Okay.
And on your phone. So you're using your phone to make your private answers, but you're looking at each other on the screen.
That's great. I love it. Perfect. I'm very excited. I'm definitely doing
and
that.
And also the gameplay is on the screen too. So
yes.
When everyone makes their separate answers, it comes up on your computer.
I love it. I'm 100% in. Jackbox.tv. These are games. I've only ever played them through the Xbox. And everybody, you know, basically your phone is the game controller. Everyone sits
right.
on a couch and plays mm-hmm. the damn game. So it makes sense that they'd be able to figure out a way to do it. And they're great. Try Murder Trivia if they have that one available. So funny and
we
so
just
fun.
Did the what's the game where
Quiplash.
You guess
Fibbage. Yeah, Fibbage,
that's it. Whatever you like, I can see that. I don't drink, but I could see that being a really fun drinking game, like where everyone's having drinks and making up
yep.
silly answers, and I'm sure it gets crazy.
Celebrity Trash brought to you by Clarky Clark Park Instagram. That's right, people. Come spend your day in my backyard. Boom. Thanks, Nicole. You're adorable. When we don't have real sponsors, we make sponsors up.
Right.
There's a new challenge. Bryn, can you please do hashtag tiny face challenge so that Vinny can see what this is? I'm going to describe this to you. All right. Now, some people are great at makeup. They really are. Like, they even have like ladies who just have an airbrush set up at their house where they can mm-hmm. sort of spray on. And actually, Nicole, you're pretty good at makeup. Like, she's got the eyebrows going and she knows how to do this stuff.
I saw that and I don't know if I can do that, though.
I think that the challenge has been, the gauntlet has been thrown. Like, I think you need to do this. Yes.
We'll show Vinny first, but
okay.
Yeah,
right.
It's kind of hard.
You put a mask over the bottom of your face. So there you are wearing a mask and you turn the bottom of your nose into a mouth and you draw a nose and kind of highlight it up further on your nose. Can you see this? That's the ladies. That's just her nose.
Right.
So it's her regular size eyes with what she's drawn as a tiny nose about, you know, midway on the nose. And then there's, oh my God, some of them are so funny. Get right in on those. They're just.
So this is an online, this is like.
This is a hashtag. Right, exactly. Tiny face challenge. And I've seen a few, I didn't know what they were, but now all of a sudden I'm seeing this whole, some people are really, have done an amazing job. Like they're really weird looking, like very alien. And yet, when you have nothing to do, you figure out, look at her, look at that tiny face. Oh my God, it's so cute. I might have to do this. I'm going to do one today. Nicole, do one with me, all right?
You may notice that all of the people photographed are young people.
They are, yep.
Right.
They're people and good at makeup. Like some,
right,
I'm like,
part,
some of them, I'm like, damn, that looks like a pro job. I'm
going to
go get
there's
me.
A percentage
I'm getting me a tiny face.
Who haven't got one GD minute for this nonsense, but good for them that they've got time and are able to.
You know what? Do it to your kids. They'll be totally, it's makeup, so they'll love that. You show them a couple pictures of it. You sit there all day. You're artistic. Whole day spent. Oh, my God. Vinny, it's like daycare. It's great.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something that I've been sort of sitting on, not because it's some big revelation. It's just my oldest, she's six. She wants to be a woman. She came down the other day in heels and some outfit. I'm like, what the hell is that?
Give her a tiny face.
Dad. I'm all, what do you mean, Dad? What are you wearing? Don't. And she runs around like behind the counter that we have an island in the kitchen. She runs behind that. So what are you doing? I'm like, what am I? We're not done talking about these heels.
Yeah.
What are you? She took one of her mom's purses.
Yes.
And is walking around with a handbag now.
Adorable.
And so yesterday I'm watching her little sister, and her little sister goes into her sister's room, pulls the purse out, drags it back to where we were sitting. And I'm like, oh, so you've now stolen your sister's purse. This is, I guess, starts at age one. Where you're
Looks
stealing
like it,
your
Ben.
Sister's crap. Anyway, so I open it up and it has, what's the name of the mom in The Incredibles?
Mrs.
Elastigirl.
Elastigirl. There's an Elastigirl in there. So I pull that out.
Yeah.
There's a kitty cat stuffed animal in there. I pull that out.
Uh-huh.
There's smoky eyeshadow and a brush,
goodness.
Clearly stolen from her mom. Mm, that's in there. There's four different lipstick. I'm like, what is going on? She's six.
Yeah, that's good. That's about the right age.
Plus,
you know, yes, and having a purse is, you know, you see your mom's got a purse. Like,
right.
And you don't have anything to put into it, so you got to steal crap from around the house and put your small trinkety animals in there. No, that's totally, I still remember my first purse. My mom was getting rid of a purse and she gave me this purse and I was like, it was like green Naga hide, two compartments, little, those little twist catches at the top, you know, you kind of click them open,
open
each compartment. I loved that purse. You know, I'd get a quarter and I'd open it up, put it in the little coin purse that I had. Oh my God. Did I love that?
Oh, there,
a little
that's
comb
in there too.
In there.
This little girl has $26 in her purse.
Money
I'm
bags.
I'm like, wait a minute. I don't even have $26.
Well, listen, she's getting ready for the next trip to the Disney store.
I guess,
and,
but
and
that's
And I don't
happening.
Know if San Jose is going to open that up pretty soon, but you better make your plans.
I'm not, my point in bringing all that up is I'm not trying to encourage the makeup thing. I know it would help kill some time, but man, she is already on a roll and I'm not going
I like.
Near
you know
that.
What, though? This is, it's so cute. I want to see Isla with a little face. The little face. Oh, sorry. Tiny face.
Tiny face.
Anyway, listen, if you got a minute today, and I know you do, not you, Brittany, I know your whole day's eaten. Hashtag tiny face challenge. It is actually, some of these are so good that you just, they look so weird. I love them. But other ones are like the one I'm going to do today. Not as good. I'm doing
it. I look forward to seeing it. I'll definitely get on Instagram for that.
Yeah. Try check me out. I'll And
or will that only be on TikTok?
Yeah, not on TikTok.
Oh, okay.
I'm not. I don't post anything on there. I do look at it, but I don't post anything. And I'm not going to. That's. I don't need another thing. I have plenty of things.
You haven't posted a single thing, huh? To TikTok?
No. I have an account. I watch things. But I don't. I just don't feel like it's for me. I see all the girls on there. You know what, though? I am so tempted to put on a bikini in my old ass body and do that. Dwee, dwee, dwee,
oh, please dwee, do it.
Because it's just so, like, you know, and I just want to be in a scroll where the, like some hot young thing is doing it and then it's me.
Have you seen the videos with Jason Derulo's song to that beat? He made an entire song with that beat.
With the went went went?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen that.
It's called Savage.
What's that song called? How
Savage
do you find
Love.
It?
Savage Love.
Yeah. All right. That's all that's been coming up on my feed.
Yeah. You know, and if you're not on TikTok, you don't know what we're talking about. Good for you. That's great. You actually should stay that way. It really is a hole that you will fall down. Speaking of TikTok, the guy who used to own Papa John's.
He's the
facelift victim.
Yeah.
John Schnatter. Don't worry. He still got plenty of money.
Oh, he built that thing and then threw him out.
Yeah. And he took his money and left and went back to his $11 million Kentucky mansion. Now, when I say $11 million Kentucky mansion, what I mean is a $50 million California mansion.
Right.
Like, you couldn't.
It's a palace.
You couldn't touch this thing for $11 million bucks anywhere within a 100-mile radius of where we are right now. Not a chance. So he basically, you know, TikTok is sort of short form, so you don't have all day, I don't think, to do it. How long can you be on TikTok? I mean, how long can a video be? I'm not sure if there's a limit. But basically, they're short. So it's almost like episode one of Cribs. Did you get a look at this, Brittany? I think I sent this to you this morning.
I did, yes.
So the house is exactly, it's an $11 million house in Kentucky. It is a castle. It has a moat. There is, the water goes right up to the side of it. Like, it's insane. And Kentucky's beautiful. Like, it's rolling hills and green and tall trees. And, you know, I don't see any horses, but I assume he's got those because it's Kentucky. I mean, it's a palace. There's a front door. So, I mean, the front door is like this 10-foot tall, double door, carved, you know, stained wood. Yes, Vinny, your hands up.
This story's in the news because he's selling?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
Because he did a TikTok video. And the reason that he's in the news is because of what's right behind this door. You'll see it. You'll see it in a second. Hey. Here we go. So there he is.
Welcome to my crib.
Okay. So now here's some overhead shots of the, like, look at this place. It's a castle in England.
The clock. Eagles go up several thousand feet. Okay. They made all the way down right before they
pause
hit the
it for
earth.
1 second. So now he has just opened the front doors into the marble inlaid floor in this gigantic foyer. And there is I'm going to say that's 20 feet tall.
Yeah, it's big.
There
what
are
is that?
Two eagles mating as they might, because apparently they mate in midair. I did not know this, but here's what Papa John has taught me this morning. They come together high up, come together, and then they mate as they tumble toward earth. And most of the time, they separate right before they hit the ground. Hmm. Not every time. Sometimes they croak.
Why would you put that in your house at all,
much less
in the doorway?
It is, as you open the doors, two eagles screwing each other. And by the way, it's a clock. And apparently, four times an hour, like on the 15s, the thing spins around. Like, this is the most elaborate piece of gaudy awfulness. But it, you know, if you're on TikTok, you might want to take a look. Let me find his, do you have his TikTok handle so people can look at this? So then he finally,
The Papa John Schnatter.
S-C-H-N-A-T-T-E-R. That's his name. The Papa John Schnatter. So it's worth a look just to get some of those overhead views of the house too. I mean, it is just a palace. And he goes down like a little hall, a little side thing. He's going to take you into his library. But then he goes, I guess that's episode two. So now, of course, I got to follow him so I can see
geez.
That. I'm going to need to see what other kind of gaudy atrociousness he has in this place. It is just over the top. Anyway, congratulations to him. Massive sculpture. It's also a clock.
As I'm looking at this video, I just realized that I can watch TikTok on my computer screen.
Oh.
So it's a browser, meaning you don't have to download it to your phone. If you want to take a look at it, you can also just go to TikTok.
So just TikTok.com and type in the... Yeah, oh, that's amazing. So. I did not know. I'm adding that to
I had no idea.
To my bar here.
My computer. Yeah.
Papa John's. So this is what I just found, because I know he was removed as CEO of his own company.
Yeah,
it's his company, and he's been removed. Mm-hmm. Papa John's controversial founder is being kicked out of the chain's office for saying the N-word during a conference call.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. Racism.
So that's this guy.
It's all around us. Yeah, that's not good. But, you know, he's got that palace.
Yeah.
So I guess you know where to find him. Anyway, that's what he's up to. Mary-Kate Olsen's in the news today. She's one of the Olsen twins.
Oh, yeah.
The moral of this story is, if you need a divorce, you needed to have gotten it 3 or 4 months ago, or you got to
wait. Oh, before
wait.
The pandemic, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, no.
You got to wait. She is, I mean, this guy, let me just tell you the story. Here we
okay.
go. It's messy. And mostly it's messy because of the freaking pandemic. This is a chick who's worth $1 billion. Like, she's, you know, she'd be fine if it wasn't for the pandemic. So she's been married to this guy, Oliver Sarkozy. Olivier Sarkozy, maybe. Since 2015. He's a 50-year-old banker. She's 33 now. So she was in her 20s when she married this guy. She didn't need to marry him. So I'm going to see, like, she's worth a gajillion dollars. Like, they found love. And five right. years later, that's over. Let's see. He is the half-brother of Nicolas Sarkozy, the former president of France.
Oh,
this
okay.
guy. He is someone. So, according to reports, she's accusing Olivier of forcing her out of her apartment. They rented a place in New York City. I guess, why buy when you can rent? I don't know. Maybe they owned enough houses. I don't know. So he ended the lease on their apartment in New York City without telling her, and she has to be out by this weekend. And she's saying, I can't do that. The city's got on total lockdown, and they really are. They're still like,
oh, yeah.
You know, there's a lot of trouble there. And she's basically saying, I'm going to need at least till the end of the month to take care of this. I can't move out by this weekend. I just found out that this is happening. On top of that, she says the only way she can protect her property is if she's able to file a divorce petition, because she hasn't filed. So he's moved out and ended the lease. Like, they're clearly having trouble. Maybe it came to a head in lockdown. I don't know the whole story. Anyway, he moves out, ends the lease, lets her know 2 days ahead of time. And basically, if she can get a divorce petition, she can keep him away from her money and her holdings. I'm sure he's got his own stuff, too. I mean, he's the half-brother of the president of France.
He's a banker.
Former.
Yeah, he's got money.
I'm sure he's all set. Right. But she's saying the only way that she can protect her property is if she's able to file a divorce petition. She signed one last month, but the courts are not accepting those because of the pandemic. So she's requesting an emergency order to allow her to file the divorce. Us magazine is saying she has an ironclad prenup, but until you start the divorce process, I don't think that's in play. So he may have access to her stuff, and who knows what the hell he's doing. I mean, scummy to end a lease and not tell the person.
Well, that's very pointed.
Yeah.
You know,
get
he aimed that right between the eyes and said, take that. I don't understand. So they were already coming undone before the pandemic. They just
sounds
hadn't
like
done
it,
the
Ben.
Okay. Got it.
Because if she didn't file, she signed last month, thought that this was going to get into process, but they're not doing it right now, and you can't blame them. Everything's shut down. So anyway, that's what she's going through. Makes my life seem easier.
Well, it does remind you that this can get anybody. It causes trouble for anybody at any economic level, I guess.
Right.
I'm assuming, though, that they were on their outs long before this.
Had to be.
I'm guessing, though, a lot of people are finding themselves in really icy, unfortunate realities within their own homes because of this.
Yeah. No, there's no question. I think people who were already sort of headed that direction are having not as great a time as those of us who
right.
don't see a divorce looming.
I thought a lot about that lady that wrote us on text yesterday who said, my husband can't wait to get out and see friends and plans to the second it's an option.
Right.
And I feel like I have a different sensibility about we should stay in. We've done this much. Why would we risk it? And he's going, and she's like, I don't know what to do. And I thought a lot about that. I don't know what to do either. I honestly don't. Like, how do you get someone you live with to toe the line you want to follow?
Right, because it almost has to be whoever's got the hardest line sets those rules, because you can't be sneaking out and coming back in. You're negating any of their wishes or plans.
And I had the typical thought, which is like, well, I really don't like weaponizing sex. I hate the idea that you would go, well, you're not getting any nook if you're not, you know, here's my line. Follow that.
That might be the answer, though.
But I don't. I hate that
I know.
Answer, though.
But for her, this guy's not going to. She could be like, look, I'll up it to twice a week and one extra piece.
Weaponizing. What?
Nothing.
Oh. Weaponizing sex is, I think, the worst thing you can do to a relationship.
Agreed.
You automatically make the person go, well, I could probably get that elsewhere. So is that how...
Well, you're
is that...
commoditizing it, if
right.
that's a word. You know? Commoditizing?
It probably is. We have to believe you, right?
No, you don't have to. I think I made that... It's probably like commoditizing?
I don't know.
Anyway, it doesn't matter, but you're making it currency in the relationship
right.
when that's not what that is.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't know what she should do, but that did occur to me. And then I just went, I hate that idea. Like weaponizing it is just, it's
doomed.
Stop
using sex as a weapon.
Well, how would you feel if someone you would go,
I would
oh,
be
good.
Like,
I don't want
to
do that anymore anyway.
You don't, you know, now you're really not getting it because I don't want that. All right. Vinny, I'm totally out of time. What's coming up? Truth.
Right. Crime scene cleaners are about to get hired everywhere, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.